It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Hugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes the evening? Ready to talk some summer horror?
Namaste. Yep. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I'm excited for this one. We have some that I feel like you haven't heard of, and well, I'm just speaking for myself, but maybe you should. And we got a new one, and good mixture of films tonight. So.
And I'm just going to say from the beginning, we failed on our theme because this was a summer show. We're calling this our summer-ish show because we didn't really hit the mark. But
you know what? Some of it's not our fault. We Googled and they just, here's stuff with sand.
Well, yours had a summer camp, so that's why. Dan's also had a camp, but I warned Dan going in, I didn't think it counted, but whatever, we're letting it go.
Cute girl,
we'll make it up by having a summer camp slasher show. So there
Does
we
this-
go.
Does this trigger you as much as my newfound like hatred of shitty drivers after this accident that I'm dealing with my back and everything?
Does it trigger me when like our theme makes no sense? Well, yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as like it's no sense. It's just underdelivered. But we're gonna make it work, Todd.
Oh, I'm not saying we're not.
Outdoorsy horror. I feel like Todd like picked up the sand cover and just like threw it. It's like I said, fucking spring.
I have to go back and shed it. Yeah, but but honestly, it's funny we left that in because that was going to be like the closest. Like even if it wasn't, it had sand. But yeah. It's our most summerish of the batch.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys weren't an asshole and did a car themed horror show after my trauma. That's what I was like. I was waiting for you.
We're doing Crash,
Chris. Oh, yeah.
Just
you and Mark.
Did it really?
Both? Yeah.
I'm in pain. I don't have like a sexual fetish that I want that to happen again.
You don't know.
I know. I'm good, dude.
Watch. Like, you're not gonna be able to get hard anymore. You're gonna be like, God damn it, it happened.
I think that's like the first thing. You check. Maybe that's why, yeah, you know.
No, I meant like having actual sex, Dan. You didn't need that accident.
Why would you make me paranoid? That is fucking hard. God damn. Now I have to like just make it happen now. I mean, my back's fucked up. My neck, my shoulder. I'm, you know, I took a hell of a beating there. But I mean, the dick was okay. God damn it, Todd.
As far as you know.
How am I supposed to like do this show now? Like, as far as I know, like,
all right, hold on.
Clean the chamber.
Dan'll be right back. Okay, bye, Dan. Come back with the response. All right, so Dan's off checking.
He should be ready.
Well, look at the results.
It's messed up. It still works. It still works.
See that? Yeah. We give him enough time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
I don't think Dan gets it, but
channeled one of the movies tonight, and it's like, boom. Just like, oh no, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to make this really bad. All right. I'm just going to reference a certain wrestler. So our first movie of the evening is The Sand from director Isaac Gabaef. And this film follows, after a raging all-night party, a group of hungover 20-somethings rise to a beating sun and a carnivorous beach that devours anything with a heartbeat. So this one, a little bit obscure. It came out, 4 years ago or so, or at least that's when I got the DVD, 4 or 5 years ago. And I was... You know, kind of a little bit excited. I actually think Jamie Kennedy's pretty underrated. He's not really the star of this movie, but I knew he was in it. Yes. Yeah. Son of the Mask killed that poor guy's career. He's actually a great actor, but yeah, he never quite recovered from that.
Just for confirmation, I'm just letting you guys know, this is a summer film. It is a graduation party. That's what it is.
Ah.
There you go.
Cool. See?
We got one.
The rage dissipates. So, yeah. Well,
I feel a little better.
Another film was shot during the summer in California, but doesn't reference any kind of a thing. So, you know, I was like, all right, well, they shot it. That's summer. It works. But anyways, The Sand, now officially a summer horror movie. So obviously when I saw this, I was like, oh, wow. I wonder if this is like an unofficial remake of Blood Beach. As far as I know, there's no official connection, but the story is different.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest, with a title like The Sand, how else are you going to do a poster?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest. I actually like Blood Beach a lot more than you guys do, but I think this one's even better.
Absolutely
fucking far.
I'll tag you in.
Although I will say, John Saxton over Jamie Kennedy. So we'll go there.
I can't fight you on that. That's fine.
What did you think?
When I saw this movie, and when we were talking about it, as we reviewed Blood Beach, I was like, oh, God. I'm really not into it. About, I don't know, 2-3 minutes in, I'm like, oh, this is fucking way better already. Fuck yeah. Clearly, I identified with the fat dude in the barrel.
Gilbert.
I love Gilbert. He was my dude. I'll save what happens to him for later, but yeah, this movie's entertaining as fuck. They got freaking nice looking ladies, most of them anyway. It's just a really cool concept that Blood Beach fucked up. Like, you just can't touch the sand because something's dragging you down.
You know what this is? The setup. It's open water. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, and it works for what they're going for. Absolutely does. It's different than that, and it's a cool concept.
Dude, it gets gory when it needs to, and then the end. Oh, my God. I would like to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, The Sand.
This is probably one of the better B movies that you really probably haven't even heard of. Again, sadly, this is just one of those films that just came to DVD, no real fanfare or anything. The shifts in tone might bother some people. Like, particularly when Jamie Kennedy shows up, it gets a little more, kind of jokey, but it doesn't expect from him though.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. And I'm sure you popped when he said, why is Fat Albert in a trash can? that had me rolling. But it does. It brings the gore. I mean, yes, some of it's, CG, but it's not bad CG, quite frankly. And
it's not overdone.
Yeah, it's not overdone. It looks good. And the suspense is there. I actually think this is one of those ones that you know, and I feel like stuff that like hits DVD now, quite frankly, like a lot of people don't pay attention to it now because, you know, most of us collectors,
the ones
on Blu-ray.
And the biggest thing about that is there's so much to go through and there's more bad stuff than good stuff. It's hard to find the gem in the bunch. And this one, The Sand from 2015, is definitely a gem from the bunch.
I would say a pearl since they come from sand.
Damn. There you
go. I had to Dan it because I don't know.
That was good. That was good.
There you go. The more you know. We need like that little NBC thing going there. But
Dan, do you know what an NBC stick is?
No.
I'll fill you in after.
Oh. Well, I must be pretty fucked up if you can't say it on the show.
I mean, I'll say it if you want. I don't give a shit.
No.
N-word, be cool.
Oh, it's a
police baton.
Okay.
But I guess they switched the knees, so who knows?
Pugs is black, and that is why he made that joke. So there you go. If you're not watching on YouTube, yes, no.
Dan only makes those jokes off there.
Yeah.
That's
his tone is way different than mine.
That's messed up. I will say this, and I'm totally nitpicking here, but the way they explained away the cell phones in this one was kind of dumb. But
you think so? I thought that was pretty cool, and that's a good rule to not end up with nudes unwanted on the internet.
Probably a good idea, but who's going to actually give up their phone? A bunch of 20-somethings, and they actually do it.
It was 5 years ago. It was a little easier to get them out of their hands then.
I'd still say that's past the point where you could drag them out of their hands, dude.
No one drag it out of their hands. Like, if you don't give up your phone, you don't get to party. That's it. Bye.
And young people are going to be more about getting that ass than they are about playing with their phones.
or at least
now I don't think anyone has sex anymore.
I think the phone is like the phone is eclipsed ass, I think, with this generation. Once the phone can suck your dick and it's like you just stick it in the, you know, port or whatever.
I think Dan's never like gonna do this tone. Yeah. I know there's definitely a USB one. That's what Dan's using right now.
I'm gonna drop the lawnmower man. I am God here.
Yeah. Dan, you've done that before. And yeah, don't use those words.
Yeah. Dan, this is not Fletchman After Dark.
I know. Calm
the fuck down with that bullshit. I told you that before over and over.
My bad. It's
all right. I'm gonna give you three strikes. That's strike one.
All right, I won't get to three.
Not just today.
And it's also a good concept on a budget. Like, it works. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to see too much right away. And as Pug said, like, I mean, I'm kind of doubting it, but it could be a pretty badass follow-up.
Peter.
There you go. Boom. There you go. You probably don't know about this movie. You should. It's a ton of fun and... like I said, little shifts in tone, but it all works. You laugh when you're supposed to laugh. It gets serious when it's supposed to get serious. So I'm a 4.5 on this one. I love this movie. I loved it the first time, and it holds up. What say you, gentlemen?
I am the exact same number as you, sir. 4.5. I think the only thing that's holding me back from a solid 5 is the acting. There is much more to be desired, and maybe even a bigger name throughout the movie, not just a glorified cameo. But 4.5, must see.
Absolutely. So all right, our next film,
I guess, Todd, right?
Oh, well, now that he can't,
two.
That doesn't count as two. That wasn't a content violation. I was just what's saying
now that he can't talk about baby batter, he's all upset.
I give it a 4.5 also. And just if anyone out there wants to catch this, it is available on Tubi and Amazon. I think IMDb TV with ads. It's on Amazon. I know that. So,
cool. Yeah, check it out, guys. If you haven't, this is, again, a great time to watch this one. A
couple of free options. So,
Check it out. I still haven't dived into Tubi yet, but I have it, so I have to do that. All right, so our next film, which is also, in my opinion, a little bit obscure, really hasn't been something that, I don't know, is out there much. In fact, I think might be out of print right now. And that is Brain Dead from... Oh, well, that I gave it a little time. All right. I did you. That was your botch. That's
no,
not
it wasn't. It did, Pugs.
Yeah, it, we went over the order, and it was supposed to be Brain Dead next. That's what I do remember.
What the hell?
But we're here now.
Victory dance, dude. I got to do the victory dance.
He just said I was right. Rhythm.
No, he didn't. He said Brain Dead was next. Yeah,
Brain Dead was next.
Ah, because you're Brain Dead, motherfucker.
You can edit it out.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll go with Camp Coldbrook. I've got that.
Yeah, it's a camp.
Yeah, I figured we were closing with the other one.
That's cool. I have no problem, but I just, yeah. God damn it, Todd. Sometimes it's not me. Strike two, Todd. We'll see who gets to three.
Dan, get off your high horse.
Well, I've got to celebrate when I'm right.
Take the win, but be okay.
Excessive celebration violation.
It's all right. We have replacements ready in the wings now.
Oh, that's not fair. All right. So our next.
Clean up your goddamn. No one wants to hear about your jizz. I'm sorry. No one.
Or at least that, like that blatant. Peanut. Bob Ross, that shit.
Yeah. Bob Ross, it. There you go. I can't do his
trying
voice.
To get us kicked off YouTube anyway. You're the one who's all fucking paranoid. Then you're the one saying that fucking shit.
I'm trying to be nice now. All right, Camp Coldbrook from director
I'm
Andy.
I'm gonna be a dick. Watch.
This is what I'm trying to avoid. I'm all gonna right. have a good time either way. So.
TV producer Jack Wilson takes his film crew out to investigate the legendary Camp Coldbrook, an abandoned summer camp where a mass murder had taken place decades ago. They soon realize they are not alone. All right, so Camp Coldbrook, this was the last one I watched. There are a lot of films with this storyline. A lot of films. I feel, the inclusion of your childhood love, Danielle Harris, probably inspired this one. I like Danielle Harris too, so I can't hate on that. But this is one for me. It's not bad. It really isn't. But it's one of those ones that's like so been there, done that I found myself just wanting to watch something like Session 9 or St. Francisville Experiment. That's one that doesn't get mentioned a lot that I'd rather be watching. It never really comes to life. It doesn't do anything particularly different. Danielle Harris is good. She has a couple fun little moments, but I don't know. I feel like if you like these kind of movies, maybe there's more to it for you than maybe for me, but what did you think, Pugs?
I think I liked it a little more than you did. I thought it was good. Fine to good. I actually liked all the actors in it, so that I think that helped, because yeah, this is a story we've seen told better. I really liked the young guy in it, the tall kid. He's from Victorious, which is the show I was too old to be watching, but I was watching it anyway because Elizabeth Gillies is a bombshell. And if you're listening, I love you, and I am willing to marry you if you want to get married. she's also on, or she's the new girl on Dynasty and Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Jesus,
a lot of shit that I don't watch there.
You should just look her up because she's fucking hot. And then he's on from there, so that reminded me, and I was like, oh, so. You know, half extra point for this movie for triggering that memory. I thought it was fine. I don't really watch ghost hunting shows to begin with. But I know there's a big audience out there. So I think more people will like it than not. And especially if you're into that crap, into that shit, this is for you.
Yeah. What'd you think, Todd?
Yeah, I'm kind of like with Pugs, which I don't think is too far off from Dan, because Dan will bury something, then give it the same rating as everyone else.
Yeah,
or vice versa. Or we'll be like, oh man, that was horrible, and it'll be the same number, and we're all confused. It was solid. It was a one-time watch for me, I'll be honest. I don't see myself going back and revisiting it. But I don't feel like I wasted my time.
I like the vibe and the look of the camp.
Yeah.
So that actually put me in the mood. A good mood.
If you are into this, I think for me, like, ghost hunting, it's kind of like golf. Like, it's more fun to go and do it than to actually watch it, in a way. So sometimes I have that issue. Although
we know he doesn't think the same way about porno.
This one, it has its moments. It has its moments that I think will maybe creep out people that are more into this. But again, I would throw out Session 9, Grave Encounters, if you want the kind of found footage version of it. St. Francisville Experiment. I just could name a lot for me that did it better. And this one does nothing to stand out. And I'm like, it's such familiar territory. You could just watch an episode of Ghost Hunters, it feels like, sometimes with these. And
I'd rather watch this than Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Ghost Hunters does not do it for me.
At least they find something in this shit.
Yeah. I thought the end was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They manufacture some finds on Ghost Hunters. I mean, not that they really watch. But, you know,
I know, and Dan doesn't like watch anything that has manufactured finishes or anything like that. I mean, who would watch something of that sort?
It's still real to me, damn it.
Mm. Yet he hates on reality TV and all this stuff, but his favorite type of programming, go figure.
I like Family Business. See more butts.
Yeah, I wonder why. It has nothing to do with anything else.
What are you accusing me of, sir? I enjoy the humor.
You know what? I'm going to start putting our names on the screen. I'm going to say Daniel Shine, Chronic Masturbator.
That's messed up. I don't know. There's just so many. If you have time and you love this stuff, which, again, it's something I've been planning a paranormal tour of the South forever. I just haven't gotten enough people willing to go. So it's fun. It's fun to do it. Just not as fun to watch it. But having said that, my rating's not bad. I mean, I give this one a 2.5 because it's just, it might be more for you, but not me. But you're not missing much. I've given you some examples. And if you haven't seen some of those, you should. This one, yeah. Check it out if you want to.
What'd you give it, Dan?
2.5. It's average for fans of this stuff.
Dan, when you go on that paranormal thing in the South, I would really like to be kept up to date on your spook hunting. I think that'd be interesting to follow along there.
I hope
bring rope.
I hope they get his hat. I was going to make another masturbation joke I have in the chamber, but I'm going to forget it.
It's going to be Ghostbusters, not Ghost Hunters, if they fuck with my hat. So I'm just going to
go. Okay. Go get them, Dan. I'm going to give this movie a 3.5. You should check it out. It's. I didn't waste my time, and I like the ending. So.
I actually am split right in between. I'm a 3.
There we go.
The average movie.
Yeah. But I always acknowledge if I think there's other people that will like it more. And I do think with this one there will be. But that's my rating. All right. So our main event for the evening.
Our rating, sir.
Yeah. Our main event of the evening from director Kevin Tenney.
Real quick, before I forget, we've already mentioned that this one's out of print, but it is available on Tubi. So you guys can watch it too. But now we'll tell you if it's worth watching on Tubi. Dan, go ahead.
Absolutely. From director Kevin Tenney, of course, of Night of the Demons and Witchboard fame. All right. So two escaped convicts, two lost hikers, a televangelist, and his young assistant stumble into a deserted fishing lodge miles from civilization. The convicts capture the others until they discover the missing fishermen have been decapitated or turned into brain-eating zombies by a parasitic alien goo. Braindead is an independent, extremely gory cult zombie horror comedy from the director of Witchboard and Night of the Demons, featuring state-of-the-art effects, gratuitous nudity, and laugh-out-loud humor. All right, so I remember picking this one up years ago and being very impressed. It's, again, definitely B-movie territory, but this one kind of gives you everything that you would want out of that, from some really cool, mostly practical gore effects, some nice, very nice gratuitous nudity. This kind of gives you everything. It's just light, silly, entertaining, fun. But what did you think, Pugs?
Well, you know, let's let Todd go first.
Yeah, go for it, Todd.
I love this one. It's been quite a few, probably about 10 years since I watched it. I was like, damn, already? Yeah. What's her name? I forget the character's name. Well, the one with the Reverend. Yeah, so I'm in love again.
Amy was the character.
Okay, name, yeah. Amy, there we go. Yeah, this is one of those movies. I think if it was filmed 20 years earlier, this would be like cult classic status by now. If this was his follow-up to Night of the Demons, this thing would be huge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want another horror comedy that has that kind of feel, this is it. I mean, it does look a little cheap, but that's also the way it's shot. Like, if this was shot in film, I think it would look much better. Unfortunately, this is kind of that in-between era between, like, what film looks like now and what it did then. So it's just kind of in between, and the cheapness shows on this one a little bit, which is unfortunate. Not saying that it's like the makeups and stuff are not cool as shit. So.
Yeah. But, how can you fault something that has another cult director, Jim Wynorski, as a cop?
I was waiting for Dan to pop for that.
Oh, it's like,
yeah. I left that one for you, 'cause I knew you immediately. Yeah.
What did you think, Pugs?
This one definitely had some eye candy with the ladies and the gore. So I got confused when we reviewed Scare Package, because I saw these on the same day when the brain falls out.
Oh, yeah.
It was this one. That's fucking cool. So that alone is going to add a half point to whatever I give it. But I didn't like it as much as you guys.
No.
No, not nearly as much as you guys, but it's still cool. I think the cheapness, the cheap looking affected me in a negative way, but it's still fun. I really liked the character, so it kind of saved it, especially the homeboy at the end when he has to answer to his husband. Like, this is how we're going to go out. Okay.
It was like he was doing his Jeremy London impression the whole time. I was like, where's Brody? I'm confused.
Yeah, this is just another one of those ones, much like The Sand, that not one a lot of people talk about, but I feel if more people see it, it'll become a part of your
I do routine. Think there's an audience out there for it, that for damn sure. It's fun. It's just I think just the camera work got to me.
Yeah,
the filming.
I think it has the spirit of the films that we love. And like Todd said, if it a little bit earlier, but it wasn't really a distraction for me, to be honest. The gore was on point. The humor was on point.
See, for me, I think it was just like right down the middle, like either go trauma or don't. So it just looked like it wanted to do that, but it had a little more money than it needed.
Enough money. I don't want to trigger Todd, but I feel like sometimes there are some movies that go too full trauma. You know what I mean? Like, I love trauma.
How about that trigger? That's 100% a thing, because a lot of the imitators don't do it right.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would want this one to go like full on trauma and have like projectile like shit. And you know, I think it was just right where it was at. It's still, again, I mean, if you haven't seen This or The Sand, kick your feet up. You're going to have a really fun night.
Both available on Tubi.
There you go. You got commercials, but yeah, there you go. The Sand is still pretty easy. Like, if you are a physical media person, that one I think you won't have any trouble grabbing.
Yeah.
Braindead could be getting to that point where maybe they might put it out again.
I'd like to see someone else tackle it, but I don't think it's going to look any better.
No.
It's kind of like stuck in that Jack Frost 2 era of film. That was a little earlier, but like quality-wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I want to say, what was this one? 2007. Okay, yeah, maybe that's when they shot it, because, yeah, the 2010, I guess, for the DVD. So,
yeah.
Yeah, 2007 was a damn good year, though, for horror. There was, like, quite a few Inside, and a lot of great stuff came out that year. And this represented the bees. This is exactly what I look for in just a fun, entertaining movie. I am 4.5 stars. I love it. I still love it. This is part of my regular yearly rotation, whether it's summer or not. So check it out.
I am absolutely a 4.5 also. I really like this one.
Cool.
Fucking A. I guess I am the Debbie Downer, but it's higher than you think.
Okay.
It's 3.5. It was going to get a solid 3, but dude, with the brain falling out, like I you get half point every time.
Right.
That's cool.
There you go. I want Braindead 2 starring Jim Wynorski. That would be the ultimate film. Get like Gloria and Ann Gilbert in there, Monique Parent.
I've brought her up to him before, and I don't know what's going on with that. He was like,
which one? Gilbert?
Yeah. So
did a lot of movies with her.
No, but I think she's like, yeah, I don't know if it was she's weird or like what happened with her. Oh no, I was a big fan of hers. I actually brought her up because he was posting something. This is a while ago now, but
oh cool. I like Wynorski and I like Tenney. Both know how to make an entertaining horror film. So if you enjoy all of our,
I like Dan. He's just like trying to end everything quick. He doesn't ask if there's anything else we want to talk about.
Oh,
at least he didn't do it like 3 times like he did on Kruger. Luckily, I edited those out, so it seems like a normal one. I have a feeling I'm gonna be editing this one too now.
There was a little bit of a lag, so I was like, I thought, oh, do they want me to end it? So yeah, we were having some difficulty. But
if you would have looked in the host chat, you would have saw I said I was telling you what to do, but you weren't listening.
Host chat's open. All right. So what else do you guys?
Oh, nothing. I was done. I was just giving you shit.
God damn it, Todd. I was going to say, I don't know if there's a lot of news lately, but have either of you watched Nosferatu yet?
No.
What?
Oh, okay.
That's out? Oh, the driving, the license plate, Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't. I heard it, some of it was good, some of it's not great, but
that's what I've heard too. Dan loves it.
I'm in no hurry.
I would. Well, there's some things you can criticize, but I'm curious. I've only watched season 1, but I'm going to try and get into season 2.
Zachary Quintano rubs me the wrong way. He is an arrogant asshole.
Yeah.
I'm
not a fan of his either.
I think he does good work. I just like him personally. Like he on the show The Chair, when he shat all over Shane Dawson's movie that he produced.
Oh wow.
Because he felt offended by what he was watching. Like, dude, it's just not for you. But like
what movie? The movie's was awesome. This?
Not cool. It's a Christmas movie. I think I mentioned it on the show before, but we should totally do a review. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah,
he was just a shithead to him, and I thought it was like extremely rude. Just because he felt offended. Like, calm your tits, Zach. It's all right.
he made the movie, though. You know what I mean? Like, you stand by it. You made it.
Well, like you know the show The Chair? It's kind of like Project Greenlight. They gave the directors the same script, and they made 2 completely different movies. And one of them is a comedy. One of them is a drama. Shane Dawson. You guys remember him from that Taylor Swift musical parody that we that guy made that movie, so and that is awesome, right? So it's just like that, just in feature length,
Right.
Fucking, I loved every second of that damn film. And he was just like, again, like the way he says, I'm offended. It's just like, I'm offended. You're offended. Stop being a bitch.
Was there a specific scene? Like, was there some like moment that like just.
There's several.
Oh.
That would tickle the shit out of you.
Oh, wait, now let me. Can we see both versions?
Yeah. I don't remember what the other one's called. But yeah, you get the chair. I think it was a Showtime show. It comes with the series and both movies. All
right.
Well, cool. I feel like you just booked a double feature review because I do want to see that now. So yeah, we'll have that at some point.
Well, you know, we do have coming up, at least me and Pugs so far, is we will be having an Unsolved Mystery show for the new Netflix series.
I am down for that. How many did they say? How many episodes? It's six. Gonna be, or?
Six at the at the debut.
Who's hosting?
They haven't said. I don't think it's going to have a host personally. I think it's just going to be the style of the old, you know, show, and just segment to segment.
I'll tell you right now, if Jordan Peele pops his black head out, I'm out.
He's not producing it, is he?
I hope not.
No, it's from the Stranger Things thing. It's going to be Dustin. He's going to be the host.
Cool. Keep your teeth out, dude. Be cool. Have you heard him sing? He's an angel.
No, I have not.
He sings angelic as fuck. I'm not even joking. Well, he has a really good voice.
Never-ending story in the show, so you've heard him sing.
That's right.
Do you just, Todd, you just like unsolved mysteries when your crimes come up and then it's like,
oh, here's the thing. If you have to go,
so inaccurate.
If you go back and rewatch it, which I did when it hit, when they were dropping them like once every blue moon on a Netflix or on Amazon. So every time they drop a season, I'd watch them.
So yeah, I rewatch.
So I basically rewatch everything. See, I can't say I rewatched the whole series. I rewatched everything that they released because so many episodes are cut. Like 90% of the rape stories are gone.
Boo!
Because a lot of it's like
lies. Yeah.
Liable. And yeah. So no, yeah. Lies, liable, you know, and they don't want to get sued, or if it's like been proved totally, you know, incorrect there, but those are the ones that got hit the hardest. A lot of those cases are missing. No comedy got that now.
are they all like out there though? Like
you can find them
if you really wanted to.
Okay.
The only episode I cannot find is the very, very first one. Because it was before it was a series, it was three specials. And one was host. Oh, I can't remember the first two hosts. Carl Malden did one. I can't remember who did the first one. It was like a name. I know Stack did the third one. So.
Do you ever get mad when you're watching it and thinking like, ha ha, I dropped three bodies in Tahoe, dumb bastards.
You can't get too cocky. That's when you get caught. So Todd's from Henry, change the MO every time.
Yeah. He's like calling Robert Stack's house. You need to fix this.
He BTK himself.
Wildly inaccurate, Stack. Wildly inaccurate.
That's not how it happened.
All right. I just had, I knew it was a name and it took me a minute. Original host, the pilot was with Raymond Burr.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I knew it was, I had Orson Welles on my head, but that wasn't right. So I didn't say it.
Yeah.
And then six more specials. First two, after that first one with him, there was the two by Carl Malden and four by Robert Stack. So then it became a series.
Yeah, it was something I'd watch occasionally, but it was never a part of my regular rotation.
I guess I can get rid of that. I know. I haven't watched any of the Forensic File 2's episode, and I love that show also. I was actually going to revisit those because – that's another one. Most of them are up. Cause I know there is Miranda Murders. What are their names? Come on, Dan.
Leonard Lake and Charles Ng.
There we go. There's an episode.
I was going to say Leonard Ling.
I was trying to. Yeah, that was why I asked Dan.
That's his alter ego when he puts like the sunglasses and suit on. I'm Leonard Lane. Pay not attention to these missing reporters. I had nothing to do with it.
No, Leonard.
He works in the mail room.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Some chick screaming at him for not like getting her mail right.
He threatens to roundhouse her.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. There's a Forensic Files episode that covers that case from the original. Nice. Round. There's a lot of like ones that like you see later because I'm oh shit. It could have been that other one. Maybe it isn't Forensic Files because there was that. There was the court TV run back then before it was True TV, where they had that and they had the Dominic Dunn show. There was like a bunch of them that were all like in a block. It may have been one of the other ones actually.
Were you a Beyond Belief Factor Fiction
fan? I was.
That was one I watched a little bit. Jonathan Frakes, yeah. Yes. No, that was that was fun.
He was no Mr. Streisand, but he was pretty good too.
We should have a Waco show.
What?
We should have a Waco show.
Yes. I'll get on that one.
If you want to save it for April, I think that's when it took place.
We can do that. Wait, that's a long time.
Eh. Done this long. Fuck it. I'm sure it's some fucking anniversary.
We have to review Lawnmower Man on the same show because that was the one he was quoting and watching with the block.
We should do that on the episode before we do Waco. I'm into that.
I loved Lawnmower Man growing up. I don't know if that's like disturbing now that we have similar movie tastes, but no Waco we have here.
Similar other tastes too, but we'll save that
for. Oh! This is like a shit on Dan episode.
That's every episode. Well, you know what? If you wouldn't have said what you said earlier, I'm probably just going to edit it out. It was so disgusting.
But you, know you should bleep it. Don't edit it. Just bleep.
I'm just going to say it now for the record.
I'll be over with Robert Stack audio.
Dan masturbates so much, it looks like he's a rolling 60. So. I like that because he doesn't get it. So,
well, I know it's an insult, Todd. So, yeah. Wow. But anyway,
they're going to come after him now.
Patreon.com.
He knows not. He knows no better. So we'll just say that.
Goddamn. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for early and exclusive content. Be sure to join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook page, and be sure to like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. Check out fleshwoundfeatures.com. Stalk us and on Twitter and Instagram, and listen to us, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, all of that good stuff. Spotify, we are on everything, and we thank you guys.
We're not Pornhub yet, but maybe
not yet. But we might be. Why
if
not?
If Dan keeps it up, he's going to have his own solo show on Pornhub. And then he's also going to have another show where he talks about movies.
Wouldn't that be cool? I hear they're in the market for another sponsored personality. I heard something happened to somebody.
Well, one, it wasn't Pornhub. It was you.
Oh, it was you porn. Oh,
and you're two, right, he hasn't sponsored him in quite a while. So,
you know what? Saying. We are... Well, yeah, we're willing if
Hit us up, you porn or Pornhub.
We've all got like
Netflix. What's Dan's favorite X videos? Whatever.
You know, I don't know.
Which is your favorite, Dan? And on that note,
you're making me think about it. Yeah.
Like Schindler's List long.
Oh, Dan.